I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. A report released this month shows that pastors and church leaders in Colombia are the frequent targets of violence, kidnappings, and assassination attempts. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton confirms the persecution and says that when the church is effective, the guerrillas are less effective. VOM's reaching the guerrillas with the gospel by doing airdrops of books and solar-powered Christian radios into guerrilla territory. And Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says there's a growing sense amongst Indonesian believers of increasing pressure against those who are following Christ. He notes this is the result of a ban restricting private religious gatherings in homes. In order to make it legal to gather together for a prayer meeting, people have to obtain signatures of 75 families in the area. Many are reluctant to sign, and as a result, a number of fairly large house churches have had to close. Seemingly innocent, the restrictions significantly chill evangelistic work amongst Indonesia's house churches. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.